Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the Cave Show. You're in with PLR this fine Monday. We have a lot to get into. A lot of shenanigans. You know, we spoke about Rick Pitino and all that crap that was going on with the FBI. It's now slapping the Arizona Wildcats in the face. And I'm not going to let my bias, my Sun Devil love, get in the way, and I'm not going to ridicule. I'm not going to chant 100,000. I'm not going to do all that nonsense because this epidemic is hitting everyone. So we're going to get into that as well a little bit later. LeBron says, refs are favoring jump shooters. Huh. Sounds like he's politicking for calls to me. And hell, I don't blame him. Excuse me, we all know that I'm not a stat guy, but I got a stat that I'm kind of blowing your mind on this one. Excuse me. NFL free agency, Blake Bortles. Someone decided to give Blake Bortles $54 million. I'll tell you who. We got all that coming up. Call in number 917-889-7828. We are brought to you by the one, the only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco Company located in Chandler, Arizona. Right on the streets, Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. They will definitely take care of you by taking 10% off of any cigar purchase that you can buy your cigars. You can walk out, you can buy your cigars, and you can say, or you can buy your cigars, become a club member. Get a locker with your name tag on it, name plate on it, backs up to a humidor, six, never go bad. Come down, open it up, get your sticks that you've previously purchased out, sit around, mingle, watch one of the many televisions they have there. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco located at Alma School in Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Again, let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. And then we'll take 10% off of any purchase. Like I said, call in number 917-889-7828. You can wait for a topic or you can just hop right in. We do have a caller online. Welcome. I'm a Kerry Lackey Law Line to calling the Cave Show. This is PLR. Who do I have with me?
Good afternoon, Paul. This is Lou from the middle of nowhere, New Jersey.
Lou, how are you, buddy? Hopefully you had
a
good weekend.
Yeah, I saw the closing, saw the end of the Olympics, the closing ceremony, and, you know, we didn't do so bad as most people thought. I mean, I was checking the final medal count, and we actually got, 27 medals overall, and 9 of them were gold.
Oh, it's over.
It ended last night, yes.
Oh, that was it? Oh, I didn't mean it like that. Did I say it like that?
I know what you meant. 27 medals overall and 9 gold. Not bad.
No, you know what? Actually, I will say this. There was one thing that I actually was glued to, and that was the women's hockey team.
Yes.
That I was glued to. And I almost said peekaboo. Street boy, am I old, watching Lindsey Vonn. Get the bronze medal. And I don't know if I've said it here before or if I said it to you, you don't win a bronze and you don't win a silver. You can only win the gold. Then your placement gets you the silver and the bronze. But big congratulations to her. I think she's broken everything in her body twice. So just to even be out there competing, big kudos to Lindsey Vonn. And to go out with the medal, incredibly touching and fitting.
Yeah. Now, I have to agree with you one thing that I don't think Bortles is worth $54 million, but at the same time, I don't think he's all that horrible of a quarterback. I mean, I think he did deserve an extension, but I don't think he deserved that much.
Well, okay, so let me go ahead and drop it because I teased it. The team that gave Blake Bortles the $54 million was his own team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Right.
And I think it says more about the state of quarterbacks currently that are free agent in the NFL and the fact that – and here's where I don't really blame Jacksonville. If you're not in love with one of the free agents that's out there and you don't want to overpay for Kirk Cousins, you don't want a rookie quarterback – you don't want to give them the keys to your kingdom for a team with that running game, those wide receivers, and that defense, and then go learning curve on him. So I think that's why. My problem with the signing is, I still think, and here's where I'm going to disagree with you, I think Blake Bortles is the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, and Jacksonville showed that when, with 54 seconds left and two timeouts, you didn't go for the throat against New England. You took a knee and you ran off the field with your tail between your legs. And I think as long as you have to play to protect your quarterback, that's a terrible quarterback. That's just my opinion. But to me, they could have won that game if they would have done two things differently. One, ran a pro offense and not a high school offense to protect him. And two, run off the field with two timeouts and 54 seconds and not even try to get in field goal range to stretch a lead against arguably the greatest quarterback to ever play. To me, that said everything about Blake Bortles.
Yeah. So I guess we can put it this way, like, nice going, stupid.
Like I said, you know what? I think it's one of those words. Okay, after you get past Kirk Cousins, right?
Yes.
Do you have a shot at Drew Brees? No. Is Teddy Bridgewater got? Do you have enough confidence in a Bridgewater? Okay, a Case Keenum, a Bradford, a McCarron. We don't have enough confidence in those guys to say, okay, let's give them the money and let Blake go. And that's what I think the problem is. You just don't have that confident level yet to say, well, I know we're going to be that much better with one of these guys. So let's just go ahead and, you know what it is, Lou? I married her. You know, the girlfriend seems, they seem cool. They seem real attractive, but I don't know if I want to give up and pay alimony to go and take that chance. And that's pretty much what they did.
Not worth it.
Nope, that's pretty much what they did. Jupiter keeper. So, a lot of corruption going on in college basketball.
Yes.
And all these people are shocked. And I don't understand why they're shocked. College sports is a cesspool of poop. Why are we surprised at this? Why are we surprised that the NCAA, which is the – go for
because
it.
It's been building up for a long time, and you know, finally the bubble has bursted, and it doesn't. You know, there's no innocence left.
No, and there hasn't been for so long. That's the part I don't get. The NCAA is the biggest mafia. They're the biggest mob in this country. You can sign an $8 billion Final Four contract, TV contract, and then look at a student athlete and said what? They gave you an extra sandwich? No. You got to sit out for that. How dare you get an extra sandwich? What? The coach that recruited you left? No, you can't leave because you're a student athlete. You committed to the school, not to the coach that came to your living room and lied to your mom and lied to your dad and promised that he'd take care of you for the next 3-4 years. What? You want to transfer? Say, well, sit out of here, son. You can't do that. I mean, it's so hypocritical. And to just point the finger at the coaches and the players when it's just so systemic coming down from higher up, it's a joke. It's almost like we talked about last week with steroids. We just want to say, player, you took it, it's on you. But we want to say, hey, reporter, Baseball Writers of America, we know you knew it, but that's okay. Hey, what, coaches or managers, you know it? Yeah, that's what. Well, oh, clubhouse managers, you know, oh, that's okay. Owners, you know it? Yeah, that's okay. We'll all be self-righteous. And that's what the NCAA is doing right now. I think it's absolutely wrong.
It is wrong. It just, you know, I mean, the image now, I think, is completely tarnished.
Say that one more time. You broke up on me.
The image of the NCAA is tarnished.
But you know what? Well, here's, in my opinion, I really think it's been tarnished. It's been like this forever. It's just now, you can only do so much dirt at night before it comes to light. And all this has been happening forever because you refuse to give anything in revenue-driven sports to the people that are actually doing all the work. Think about it. The college chancellors, the NCAA, the coaches, everyone, and I'm not even going to put the coaches as much because I've spoke to some coaches who off the record say that they believe college kids should get something, but they work so hard not to pay the people working. They do everything in their power to keep money from going down to them. Lou, what other business can you tell me, what other business structure can you tell me where revenue is being driven by someone to the tune of an $8 billion television contract, but all the people that are doing the actual work that you're going to watch, that you're going to pay to see by either paying to go to the games or paying for cable TV or paying advertising stuff for buying product, you tell me one other entity in this world where the people that do the work don't reap any of the financial benefits.
No one I know of.
Not because there isn't.
No.
And that's the farce and the fallacy that they've set up for us, that they're trying to convince us is the right thing to do.
Yeah, I've been keeping tabs on this all weekend.
It's a joke.
It is.
It is a joke. There's no other way to say it. It's a joke. It's really, really sad. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
no, that's the game. And I think they will. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. If players are really serious, if they really, truly want to show how much power they have, which is all the power, one Saturday, all of them should play a game. See, if one team does it, they're going to suspend players, right? But if every football program sat out and surprise them, somehow try to underground, you know, keep this underground maybe till the day before, 2 days before, but every one of them just didn't show up on a Saturday. Just stay in their dorm, stay in their apartment housing. All of them just not show up for one game. I bet you the advertisers would freak out and say, well, we got to figure out something after everyone blasts the kids for not playing. Because, see, we still have those people out there that say, well, if they're getting a free college education and we're not, and da-da-da-da-da, I say to them, whatever, fly a kite. Because those kids are giving up more of themselves than anybody else in terms of their body, in terms of everything else, that possible injury, possible death on the field, maiming for football. These are all the things they're giving up. And when you tell me that you would do it for free, no, you would, one, you couldn't because you don't have the talent. And two, no, you wouldn't because you would want something in return. Because, Lou, I guarantee you, we may not be around to see it in 40, 50 years.
Yeah.
But the next big concussion lawsuit will be the NCAA getting hit. Because everyone acts like all these kids are going to go to the pros and make a ton of money. No,
they're not.
There's going to be a bunch of kids, exactly, that are going to go back to working on their family farms or family businesses, or try to become doctors, or try to become lawyers, or manage a retail store. And in 10 years, they're going to realize they're suffering concussions and head issues that they got in college, not in the pros. What's coming? It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, because basically 95% don't even go on to college athletics. I mean, pro athletics.
No. No. No, 1% make it. That's it.
1%.
Hey, while I have you on the line, I just want to give you a heads up. There is no show Friday. I'm actually covering spring training.
All right, that's good. Friday.
Yep.
Spring training.
Yep, Friday. Spring training. So I will be there. I'm actually doing a game on on Tuesday, which I should have just said tomorrow, but I will be on air. On Thursday is going to be an adjusted time. I'll announce that on Wednesday, but we're going to have to adjust time because I will be out at the ballpark early as well. So we're trying to get all the spring training stuff wrapped up and get that going in full bloom because season's right around the corner. I mean, April will be here before we know it.
Yeah, okay. Just keep posted on the time for Thursday.
All righty, my friend. Well, I hope to speak to you then, and we'll find out what interesting thing happens today.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Always good to catch up with a little good friend of the program. Okay, so I talked about a couple things. We talked about Blake Bortles. We talked about this craziness that's going on. And you know what? Sean Miller might be guilty. He may be caught on down at U of A. He may have been caught up on online. Who knows? But you know what? And he's wrong because we know the rules and we know what we have to operate in. But, you know, I'm going to give a pass. I am. I'm giving a pass. Just because I think there's an issue, a bigger issue, and hopefully this makes everyone talk about the bigger issue, not just what we heard on a tape call, but what is the biggest issue. LeBron James says that the referees favor jump shooters more than they favor drivers. Now, I'm finding that hard to believe a little bit, and I'll tell you why. Because James Harden goes to the line a lot. The Greek Freak goes to the line a lot. I think the problem is LeBron James is a tough guy to officiate. They treat him, and I hear it all the time, and I've heard it 1,000 times just today. They treat him like he's Shaq because he's bigger, he's stronger, he's faster. So they treat him like you get away with more with him. You get away with pushing him more. You get away with grabbing him more. And I understand why he's frustrated. I mean, I really do. I completely understand why he's frustrated. His free throws are down from a year ago, yet his drives are about the same. Just to give you an average of what we have, James Harden leads the league in attempts at 10.08 free throws per game. Greek Freak right at 9. Anthony Davis, 7.9. DeMarcus Cousins, before he got hurt, and that's why I skipped him, but I guess I shouldn't if I'm going to go back and say it, 8.2. Embiid, 7.7. I'm going in order now. DeMar DeRozan, 7.09. Dwight Howard, 7.03. Jimmy Butler, 7.02. Russell Westbrook, 7.02. Dame Willard, 6.87. Lou Williams, 6.26. I'm at 12. Blake Griffin, 6.23. Devin Booker, 6.17. LeBron James, 6.03, that's number 14. Folks, LeBron James gets fouled more than that. He gets fouled more than that. I gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guards on that list before we get to LeBron. And I'm a Devin Booker fan. Hell, I cover the Suns. Devin Booker gets more attempts than LeBron James. Now, a lot of names I just read to you, they're predicated, their game is predicated on them slashing, getting to the rim. Harden and Okupo, big man. Davis and Cousins, big man. Embiid. DeMar DeRozan still shoots mid-range and gets to the rim. Jimmy Butler still cuts to the rim. Westbrook, we already know he's attack, attack, attack. Dame Lillard, attack, attack, attack. But he shoots jumpers. Lou Williams just does what he has to do to score. But LeBron? Number 14? Hell, Steph Curry is number 16 at 5.96. I know Steph drives a lot, but ooh, really? Really? So I'm definitely signing with LeBron on this one. There's more NCAA stuff I want to get into. I want to talk about that a lot. I really want to talk about that and really get into it a lot on Wednesday when we have the champ, Chucky Brown, coming on. You know, Chucky won NBA title with the Rockets, also played down here in Phoenix. So definitely want to get his opinion on all this going on. And then in a couple weeks, we have our big extravaganza. Extravaganza. Did I really say extravaganza? Oh, my God, there's something wrong with me. Anyway, we got our big show coming. We're going to break down, and we're going to talk about March Madness, give you the brackets, and do all this stuff. We're going to have some fun, too. I'm going to set up a bracketology, pick whatever you want to call, where anyone can sign up and play, and we'll just see how it goes. And who knows, if you're local, we'll do a couple cigar things for you over at Maduro's. We'll make that work. Before we get out of here today, though, I do want to talk about one thing. Zhar Zhar Pachulia is a dirty player. I don't give a crap what anyone says. Golden State has to defend their guy. Hey, Clay, do you think Zhar Zhar Pachulia is dirty? No, Zhar Zhar just plays hard. He's a little clumsy, but he just plays hard. He's not really out to hurt anyone. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, Kevin, do you think your teammate Zhar Zhar is dirty? No. He's just real awkward. Remember, he had hurt me last year, so he's just really, really awkward. Oh, okay. Steph, what do you think? No. But Zhar Zhar Pachulia is dirty. And if you saw the way he fell on top of Russell Westbrook, he wasn't pushed. His feet didn't get tangled. None of that bull crap happened. Zhar Zhar Pachulia fell on Russell Westbrook and his lower legs on purpose. I don't know if he was attempting to give him a Charlie horse. I don't know if he was attempting to end his career. I don't know if he was attempting to finish the game. I don't know what his attempt was, but I know the attempt was dirty. And when we go back, we saw the screen that he set on Russell last year, which was illegal, which was dirty. And now we see this. It's dirty. It's funny how dirty Zhar Zhar is, and he is dirty. Isn't it funny? We have yet to call him a punk or a thug. Just saying. Like I said, we're going to have some good guests this week. Stay tuned. I will fill you in on everything that's happening. We're going to get into more baseball. Bear with us this time of year. Showtimes get moved around due to the coverage of spring training games. So please stick with us. Fight with us through some of the changing of times and all that type of good stuff. Listen, I do appreciate everyone joining us today. Had a lot to get through. Had a lot to get through quickly. I'm back in town. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We will get it all done this week. Make sure you follow us on or at The Sports Cave. Cave is always with the K. That's at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Friend page. The Facebook page, Twitter and Instagram, and then you can get us at thesportscave.com. Again, cave is always with K. You can get me directly at PLR on sports on Twitter. You never know what I'm talking about. Got a lot on my mind, so I know I'm going to be all over the place today. Until tomorrow, thank you for joining us. Really appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us. Until the next time, this is The Cave Show. This is PLR. And don't forget, we are live at Maduro's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Everyone, take care. Have a great day.
Jungle. I am a marching band. I am the people. Oh.